Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Buford reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bryan out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Hershberger moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive towards third. Charles catches it and throws to second to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Tartabull trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pfister now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-2 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Buford is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Buford trying to get to third. Tartabull throws the ball into Charles, who tags Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for Dan Pfister. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Don Mossy now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.